guts on your back. Even in the farming land, we still reign supreme. Whether solo or the entire team, all over the globe, we represent the hip hop. Opposing forces are bound to get dropped. What? Who worldwide? SZA, Master Killer. Saga continues.
Yes, yes, yes. Youth Now Radio is now in effect. It is Monday, July 27th. We're going to hit you with some Canadian content first things first. Hit you over the head with this classic. I'm not sure the band name. You want to chime in on that?
Yo, yo, yo. This your boy, Mr. Marsh Williams, a.k.a. Lash, a.k.a. The Champ. Man, you know we never... Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, no, I got turned down. I couldn't hear myself. All right. But, you know, we... We never really had a band name, but this track right here is from myself, my brother Mysterious, and my boy Nole, a.k.a. Thuggy. So we kept a classic, man, 10 years old, man. This track is 10 years now, 10 years deep, man. We've been doing it.
Okay, so here it is, Vampires. We're going to hit you over the head with this, and we'll be back with a very interesting show.
We ride up. Night vampires, we out after dark. Dogs bark, it's too late, cause we got your heart. You're torn apart, laid up somewhere in a ditch. You should've rolled with us instead of chilling, you little bitch. And don't sleep, cause if you do, it might be too late. Cause when you wake, you'll be in hell or at the pearly gate. And your body, detached from you above the waist. Windows flash of blood, just skin and bones taking up space. By day, we look just like anyone else. But at night, crossing us will be bad for your health. Don't save your friend, no, you better save yourself. Cause if you look away, you're gonna get killed with the stuff. We creep through the night, murdering MCs, that's bite. That's how we move, niggas breaking all of the rules. We bite back with long fangs, we do our own thing. Have you missing guard, so listen dog as the song bangs. Don't fuck with us, we night breed vampires. Step incorrect, we light that ass on fire. With a heart rap, drink blood out of the track. And MCs that's whack, leave them laying dead on their back. Don't fuck with us, we night breed vampires. Step incorrect, we light that ass on fire. With a heart rap, drink blood out of the track. And MCs that's whack, leave them laying dead on their back.
See, we night vampires, at night we ride. Y'all niggas better hide or a straight suicide. Put your 6 feet under, scaring kids like thunder. Who's next? Who knows? I make your whole family wonder. Don't test Mysterious or your D.I.E. Call my niggas, suck your blood in the middle of the street. Y'all bitch ass niggas wanna take the test. Y'all gonna fail, cause you know we better than the rest. The best, so your player haters don't even try. Cause when you hate that shit, you gonna go home and cry. Night vampires, we set that ass on fire. When you step in the game, you know it's straight do or die. A nigga try to fade me, but it can't be none. When your nigga see me, all you'll do is run. Bang, bang, better duck, I just pulled my trigger. Whose trigger's biggest? It's that Mysterious nigga.
Don't fuck with us, we night breed vampires. Step incorrect, we light that ass on fire. With a heart rap, drink blood out of the track. And MCs that's whack, leave them laying dead on their back. Don't fuck with us, we night breed vampires. Step incorrect, we light that ass on fire. With a heart rap, drink blood out of the track. And MCs that's whack, leave them laying dead on their back.
I'm still the underground hustler, locating my customer. Pretty pussy smuggler, constantly I'm thugging what? Endo with my juggler, 40 ounce and guzzler, 50 pigeon juggler, in the kitchen cooking up. Leaving haters shooking up, breathing lay and looking up. Weezing, begging money talk, even praying, buddy, look, I'm heartless. Undefeated, murderously flawless, applaudless. I run up on a nigga with my dogs, bitch, regardless. Grab your family's
bankrupt the market. Pull up my dick and piss all over your fucking car. Get your talking, can't hear your speaker. Touching me, you get beat up and murdered from the inside of a speaker. He seek ya, carnage and guts all over this beat. My deeper, lyrically, I'm grimmer than the reaper. Need reefer, they call me too cheaper. The pants sagging thief, but I jack it with your tricks and your treats.
Don't fuck with us, we night breed vampires. Step incorrect, we like that ass on fire. With a hot rap, drink blood out of the track. And MCs that's whack, leave them laying dead on their back. Don't fuck with us, we night breed vampires. Step incorrect, we like that ass on fire. With a hot rap, drink blood out of the track. And MCs that's whack, leave them laying dead on their back. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas can't fuck with us.
Yes, yes, yes. I failed to mention that the preceding song, Vampires by Lash, Mysterious,
Astro Boy,
contains strong language and is about 3 minutes long. So, with that out of the way, what's up, guys? What's going on?
Youth Now Radio 88.1, we live and direct. I'm in Studio B today for the first time, and who knows when, but that's cool.
You know me, I stay in Studio B.
I'm in Studio B.
All right, so what's up over there in Studio B? Why don't you guys, everyone said I'm, but didn't no one say no names, yeah. How their weekend was, and greet the city and whatnot, and everyone listening.
I already said my name. It's Mr. Lash Williams, a.k.a. Lash, a.k.a. the champ. You know, the weekend was good, man. Like I say, every day that you're blessed to see another day is a blessed day, so that's how I approach it, and, you know, it's a nice day today, and I had a really nice day, really nice weekend, so I'm just going to kick it off like that.
Yeah, what's up, Halifax? It's Becky. It's a nice day out. It was nice yesterday.
My weekend, I'm tuning in. Actually, what am I going to say here? Mm-hmm. Oh, Dizzy. But they already know who I am anyway. My weekend. Case, do we have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because I'm usually with you. Yeah, weekend was dope. Yeah. Sunday was hot, real hot.
Yeah, man,
Saturday, pretty dope. Yeah,
Sunday man. Was nice. Yeah.
Saturday was real dope.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'll talk about my weekend for a bit. Last night I went for a bike ride across the bridge because it was all closed. And they were doing, like, construction work on it. I don't know. They were, like, redoing the rows or something.
But they let you drive on your bike, though?
Yeah, on the bike lane, whatever.
With the walking lane closed?
No, the walking lane was open, and so was the biking lane.
Oh.
And a friend of mine that I was biking with scared the living crap out of me. Because he was, like... you know how, like, in between, say, the biking, the walking lane, and the bridge, there's just, like, a little gap. It's about, like, I don't know, a foot and a half. But it's still a gap, right? Well, he takes his bike, and he jumps over onto the bridge and starts biking down the bridge because there was no cars on the bridge. And that just scared the living shit out of me. I thought he was going to die and, like, fall off the bridge or something.
That is terrible.
Yeah, that is pretty
scared
crazy.
Scared the poop out of you.
Yeah, it really did.
Poop, poop.
So, Glenn, what's going on? The ghost.
Yeah, the ghost. What up?
What up? I'm chewing gum. I'm not supposed to. I'm going to take that out right now.
I'm chewing gum. I like it.
I don't. I'm good. My weekend was great. I literally woke up 20 minutes ago.
What about this morning?
Seriously. No. This morning? I didn't get
You were up then?
I was up, yeah, but I went home and ate something and went to sleep.
Oh, okay. So you had 2 days in one.
Yeah.
And you was there in body, not in mind. Mind was in the bedroom sleep.
Yeah. I was catching Z's while everybody was talking.
That's why we call him the ghost.
Because I'm really not there.
Wow.
Physically, he's going somewhere else.
Yes. The lights are on, but no one's home.
Yo, what up? It's Chris Tolini, a.k.a. Apollo. You know, had a good weekend, Halifax. Went to the beach. You know, with the family, kicked it, went swimming, had a barbecue.
Why wasn't I invited?
You must have not got the text message.
Oh.
Sorry.
Daggers.
That hurts. I always like a barbecue and swimming. What beach did you go to?
Oakfield Park.
Where's that at?
Big up to Oakfield Park, out in Fall River, or actually it's past Fall River, it's out in Wellington.
And
Same exit though, man. We used to go there all the time, man, for Sunday school picnics and family outings, man. Park's off the hook, man.
It's the best place for picnics, man.
I've never been.
No, I usually go to Lawrencetown. That beach is so beautiful. You guys should check it out. Should go have an iMove Youth Now picnic.
At Lawrencetown?
At Lawrencetown.
Somewhere, anywhere, except my house, because I don't like cleaning up.
Aye.
Making a group effort, man, before everyone leaves.
I'm just playing with you guys, man. You know how I do, man.
So, yeah, it's your boy Case steering the ship as usual. Well, not as usual, just for now, because really it's a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, my weekend was dope, like O said. You know what I mean? Not on the town Friday and Saturday. Sunday was real hot. Monday morning. Showbaz actually, oh, yeah, shout out to Showbaz Benjamin, who's currently in Ross Keek, MIA. Hopefully he's listening, though. He wants us to actually mention the program more and get it out there and actually get a conversation, hopefully, started with the listeners.
Are we allowed to do that, though?
That's what I asked Showbaz. Are we allowed to do that?
He said to do it, but I'm still kind of scared, man, because all the I's ain't dotted and all the T's ain't crossed,
seriously,
right?
Seriously, I'm very scared as well,
so
right?
I don't know.
I know we can't name names, but he said he wants to talk about the project, so I was like, I don't know, you guys want to shout out the characters or something, or even explain what's going on, or like, how, I don't even know what to do, man. Basically, we was in Waterville working with some youth
mm-hmm.
of the facility on a project, and we're just going to say that, really.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I mean, I think we should leave it at that for now, because I mean, we really don't want to tell anyone what the outcome of the project is going to be. Let's just say we're working with them on an art project, and we hope to have it finished in September.
And we hope, because really it ain't even officialized yet. So.
Exactly. So
really, I'm going to put it out there, actually. I'm going to put it out there.
No, don't.
No, I'm not going to put it out there like that. I'm just gonna say this is a real test, I think, for the powers that be or the administration or whoever they want themselves to be identified as. If they really care about the youth and they really want to see progress, we're about to see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if they really do want to see progress, then everything should be okay.
Yeah.
And I mean that the I should be dotted and the T should be crossed.
That's
and everything
true.
Should be cool if everyone's on the up and up. You know what I mean? If everyone's coming from a perspective that they say they're coming from, then we shouldn't have an issue. But if we run into some bureaucratic red tape BS, then we all know everyone ain't in it for the kids. Because when it comes to the kids or the youth, there really shouldn't be a question.
Exactly.
Right? That's my personal opinion. So I'm going to put it out to you guys, the listeners, as well as everyone in here. How do you guys feel about investment into the youth, if there's a project that is showing promising growth and maturity and rehabilitation, so to speak, or just growth, individual growth amongst youth offenders, should it be A-OK'd or should it not be A-OK'd at any cost? The number is 494-2487. So what do you guys think about that?
I think that it should be okayed, especially because I know what we're doing, and I know, and I've seen firsthand the progress already that we've had in there. And I even missed this morning session, but I've been there previously, and I know already that we're already helping these kids. And I don't know.
Yeah, you can just tell by the looks on their faces, it's something that they look forward to, they appreciate it, and, you know, they just really want people to talk to them, and you know what I mean? Like, and be a real person with them, and like I said, to this date, it seems like that they're enjoying it a lot, and just what we do, the community outreach, you know what I mean, helping people out.
Mm-hmm. And really, that's what we're all about as a group, man, just, you know, just touching the people, making sure that, you know, we might want to make sure that everybody can get their side of the story heard, because, I mean, you know, a lot of times when you hear about people who may be inside the legal system or whatever, you don't hear, you know, their background or where they're coming from. You only hear whatever they did or whatever the situation may be that has them in there. And then you look at them and try to already put that person down and kick dirt on them or whatever you want to say it or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, really, it's like, you know, they're human too. And, you know, they like, every person deserves respect regardless of what they did or what they went through. You know what I'm saying? So, and I mean, I think that that's, you know, where I'm coming from. Like, and we got to give these people a voice too. You know what I mean? And let them, help them grow and help them build themselves back up. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, listeners, or so bad like to refer them, or me too, or I don't know, our viewers, we're gonna play a little track for you guys, let that marinate in your mind for a minute, and then call back. And then also, we're going to do a first on the show. We're going to have a little telephone interview with a guest who kind of double booked himself, but he's still available. I'm going to call him back after the song. So, yeah, here's the track. You can radio.
Be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind is who gon' run this town tonight. Who gon' run this town tonight? We gon' run this town.
sure it needs you. Skin chopper tees on. All black everything. Black cars, all black everything. And our girls are black birds, riding with they diligence. I can't more in depth if you boys really real enough. This is not familiar, I'll explain later. But for now, let me get back to this paper. I'm a couple bands down and I'm trying to get back. I gave Doug a grip, I lost a flip for 5 stacks. Yeah, I'm talking 5, 6, 0, shot zeros, hit up. Back to running surface realm, niggas, now we squared up. Hold up.
Life's a game, but it's not fair. I break the rules, so I don't care. Uh-huh. So I keep doing my own thing. Walk and call against the rain. Victory's within the mile. Almost there, don't give a hell. Only thing that's on my mind is who gonna run this town tonight.
In a dark Caesar, please follow the leader. So Eric B, we are microphone fiend. It's the return of the God, peace God. It ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin Martella on the table screaming. Fuck the other side, they jealous. We got a banquet full of bras, they got a table full of fellas. Yeah. And they ain't spending no cake. They should throw their hand in, cause they ain't got no space. My whole team got dough, so my bank head is looking like millionaires, bro.
Life's a game, but it's not fair. I break the rules, so I don't care. So I keep doing my own thing. Walk and call against the rain. Victory's within the mile. Almost there, don't give a hell. Only thing that's on my mind is who gonna run this town tonight.
You could go from being Joe Blow to everybody on your dick, no homo. I bought my whole family whips, no Vovos. Next time I'm in church, please, no photos. Police escorts, everybody passports. This the life that everybody asked for. This a fast life, we are on a crash course. What you think I rap for, to push a fucking rap for? But I know that if I stay stunting, all these girls only gon' want one thing. I could spend my whole life goodwill hunting. Only good gon' come is as good when I'm coming. She got an ass that'll swallow up a D-string. And up top, two B-stings. And I'm B-sting off the re-sling. And my nigga just made it out the precinct. We give a damn about the drama that you do bring. I'm just trying to change the color on your mood ring. Reebok, baby, you need to try some new things. Have you ever had shoes without shoestrings? What's that, yay? Baby, these heels. Is that a made what? Baby, these wheels. You tripping when you ain't sipping. Have a refill. You're feeling like you're running, huh? Now you know how we feel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are back right now on Youth Now. So, we have a first interview. We have a caller. Brother Hodges, can you hear me?
Did you just hang up the phone?
Brother Hodges. No, we're going to try that again. Hold on.
No, we got to try it again, Case.
Yeah.
We should turn this instrumental up.
Yeah, turn it up, son. I can't hear that.
Turn my beat up.
Turn my headphones up, son. I know, seriously, I can't hear.
Dave Chappelle.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They call me the Latin Teddy Ruxpin.
What?
Yeah.
Not Teddy Ruxpin, man.
Yeah.
Who am I, grubby man? I get the... I want to steer the airship too, man. What's going on? Where's my crystal at, man? It's all good.
So, Lash.
Yeah, it's good.
You saying you had some ideas about addiction and tobacco.
Yes, for sure.
Why don't you kind of just go into that while I go ahead and get the brother on the phone?
All right, for sure, man. I can do that. Like, I think, I mean, the two questions that I just like to pose, I guess, to everyone in the room and to all our viewers out there, for me, is I think the one question that always comes back to me with addiction, I mean, and it's not so much tobacco addiction, because I think tobacco addictions are, in one way, they're treated differently, and that wasn't really what was on my mind when I was thinking about these things. But I was thinking about one question is, once a, you know, there's a saying that once an addict, always an addict. You're always in recovery, so to speak. And I mean, me personally, I tend to disagree with that, for one. But two, maybe it's because we're not diagnosing our addicts properly. Like, we're saying people that are addicts that actually aren't, or we're not saying that people are addicts that actually are. So those are, the two things that I was thinking of that I wanted to really just bring to the public forum, so to speak. Okay, anyone? So,
yeah, well, like, the thing about nicotine.
I don't think your mic is on.
The nicotine addiction thing, yeah, it's a big one. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of people smoke. A lot of people probably want to quit, but it really, you know what I mean? It takes a lot for someone to have real willpower. So I don't really know, you know what I mean? I'm not, like, an addiction counselor or anything like that, but I know probably tough for some people, right?
Yeah.
So do we have a caller on the air?
Yeah.
Yes, Brother Hodges.
Yeah.
Turn it up a little bit, Kate.
How you doing today, brother?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. So today's show is addiction, preferably tobacco and other various addictions, but we're going to start with tobacco. So first of all, we'd like to identify yourself and why I'm calling you, and you're going to chime in as the resident expert. So you want to tell the listeners why I'm calling you like that?
My name is D.R. Thomas Hodges. I'm community outreach worker with the Capital District Health Authority, Addiction Prevention and Treatment Services. And I work in the tobacco intervention program.
Okay. So, I'm assuming you went to university on that. So, you want to talk about where you're from? You know what I mean? Where you went to school and your high school and all that good stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm actually from Halifax originally, but I moved away as a youngster. Spent the last 30 years in the U.S. I grew up in Chicago. Currently living between Halifax and Los Angeles. I went to school in South Dakota, have a degree in sociology and psychology, a minor in criminal justice. I've been working in addictions for about 15 years in the States, and I've been in Canada for the last 3 years.
Okay. So what exactly does your job entail? Like, is your responsibility to get Nova Scotia to quit smoking? Is that it?
That's part of the goal. I provide stop smoking services all over HRM through Capital Health. What I do is put on, I facilitate groups in which people try to arrest their nicotine addiction.
Okay, so what resources are available to participants of these groups, and maybe what happens at these groups?
Well, the program, the entry point of our program is called Getting Started. It's a one-hour information session. They're held at various spots, public places all over HRM, from hospitals to libraries. And once you attend the Getting Started, then you can sign up for a Keeping It Going program, which is our four-week group. And in that group, we provide all the free nicotine replacement therapy. And as well, we have CHAMPAX specialty groups in Halifax and Dartmouth as well.
Okay. So I want to ask, as you being an addiction counselor, especially on tobacco, what are your thoughts on that recent NDP tobacco tax?
Well, taxation is always a way to try to move people's readiness to quit smoking or stop smoking. However, I'm not always on board with the tobacco tax, with increasing the tobacco tax, because it disproportionately affects poor people living in poverty and mental health consumers and such. And those are the hardest-to-reach smoking population. So when the tobacco tax goes up, it's not really pushing more people into stopping smoking. It's really pushing more people into not paying other bills in order to continue in their nicotine addiction.
All right, so what is your professional opinion? What would be more, besides the programs that your department of Capital Health is involved in, what do you think would be more proactive ways the government and other establishment can take into to prevent or trying to curb the enthusiasm of smokers?
Well, Well, the gorilla always at the table is money. They threw more resources, a.k.a. money, into smoking cessation programming. We could see a lot more benefits from the program. And that's basically it. We take in a lot of money, in excess of $170+ million a year in Nova Scotian tobacco tax. However, what the province gives back for the treatment of nicotine addiction is doesn't even scratch the surface on that, in that money. So yeah, a lot allocation of more resources, and we could put more people out here helping people to stop smoking.
Dion, I just wanted to. This is Marshall talking to you right now, just in case you don't know my voice, but
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I guess my question would be, you know, you have the cessation groups and whatnot, and is there I guess a component of that addresses how people started smoking and I guess why they smoke? Because I know that's kind of a component of other addiction groups, and I guess I just wanted to ask about that.
Oh yeah, it's all encompassing. So when you look at addiction, you look at the impacts on the physical, spiritual, emotional, and behavioral individual. So yeah, we break it down, and the nicotine replacement therapy and the other stop smoking aids are basically used for the physical attraction of the nicotine. So once you're comfortable physically, that's when you're able to deal with the other aspects of why and how you smoke, who you are as a smoker. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Perfect sense to me.
Youth Now Collective, does anyone else have any questions they would like to ask Brother Hodges on addiction or tobacco?
If I got one. This is Becky. If someone were to, say, just try to quit smoking like they just decided today, is there something that you would, maybe some advice you would give them as to how to
Becky,
help
them? Becky, can you repeat
them?
That? You're fading out on me.
Oh, sorry. I'm asking you, if someone just decided to quit smoking today, would you give them any advice to help them along with that?
Definitely. I would encourage the use of nicotine replacement therapy. It helps
such as what type?
Allowing people to be comfortable to deal with the other aspects of smoking. I guess I would tell people, if you want to stop smoking, that's the most important aspect of stopping.
Yeah.
Is the want, and the want of the individual coupled with putting the work in to get yourself tobacco free. A lot of people just want to put the patch on and think that's gonna be it. I'm gonna stop smoking. And they quickly find out it's more to it than that.
Yeah, I tried the patch once, and I just found that it gave me nightmares. So
yeah, I mean, most people don't use nicotine replacement therapy properly. I tell people, if you're dreaming, it's working. There's ways to do that, actually. And there's ways to deal with the dreams. And everybody's baseline is different, I guess I could put it that way. So a lot of people really enjoy the dreams that they get. I guess I'll sneak this in, too. Are you still smoking, Becky?
Yes.
Yeah, but not very much. Like, say, I didn't smoke today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you see, me and Case, we're going to Edmonton for 5 days, so I'm not bringing cigarettes, and I'm not going to buy cigarettes, so I'm going to attempt to quit smoking when we're away.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you should see me for some nicotine replacement therapy so you could be comfortable in Edmonton.
No. Seriously, Becky, seriously, I can hook it up.
What is nicotine replacement therapy?
The patch, gum, lozenges, inhaler.
I don't like the gum. The gum tastes bad, and the patch gives me nightmares.
But if you're listening, he said there's ways to deal with those nightmares.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a nightmare I had when I was on the patch? On the nicotine patch?
Is it radio friendly?
I know.
Yeah, it is. It is. I had a...
Brother Hodges, you got time for this?
I'm just in the middle of a beautiful massage.
Okay.
All right. Well, since you put it out there, shout out to Maritime Physio. What's up, Nikki? What's the other girl? Nikki?
Lillian?
Yeah, what's up? What's happening? Everyone go get your back right and your aches and your pains and whatnot. You got a pain, go see him at Maritime Physio. Men will hold you down.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, but this nightmare I had when I was on the patch, I dreamt that there were little tiny black worms crawling out of my skin, like all over my body. And I woke up and I was like scratching my skin and everything. It felt like, I don't know, what I imagine, you know, meth bugs probably feel like.
Oh, Becky, that was just the nicotine purging itself from your body.
Well, it was scary.
I'm just joking. I mean, everybody, why do people dream when they're on a patch?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you the quick answer to it is, as a smoker, when you're sleeping, you're not smoking, so your body's going to withdraw from nicotine. So you never really reach that next level of sleep, that REM sleep. So when you stop smoking, you start using the patch, now you're able to attain that next level of sleep, therefore you dream. And like I said, everybody's baseline is different, so some people really have great dreams. I've had clients tell me about their dreams in group, and I almost went home and put on a couple patches. So, I mean, and that's the thing. With nicotine replacement therapy or pharmaceutical interventions such as Champix or Zyban, none of them are really effective unless you couple them with some sort of counseling program.
Yeah.
And then the numbers kind of double and triple when you add the counseling piece.
Need that emotional support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Dion, I have a question for you. It's Dizzy here.
Hey, how you doing, O?
Not bad. I don't really know the real numbers, but from what I see, a large number of Nova Scotians are addicted to tobacco. Is that would I be right in saying that?
Yes. The smoking prevalence rate in Nova Scotia is about 20-21%.
Okay, so let me ask you this. From your day-to-day work, do you visibly see the... Let me see, like the span of tobacco use between like young and old and who are trying to quit, or is it a particular group that you see people maybe, I don't know, say mid-30s or 40s, or do you see a lot of younger people trying to come in and kick the habit as well?
Yeah, that's unfortunately, we don't see a lot of younger people. I mean, all you guys in the studio are probably young, so you guys think you have a long time to live, and you really don't look at the detriments of smoking until you get a little older. So usually in the rooms, we have a nice balance of older. You might get a few young people in there, and it's always good to see, because you get the older, the hardened 20, 30, 40-year smoker telling them about advanced COPD and so forth, and how they don't want to, they might as well stop now before they get to that stage. So
okay. It's
always good to see. But, yeah, we're trying to find ways to reach the younger population because it is crucial. The tobacco industry is targeting young people. The largest group that is starting to smoke is the university-age students. It's not about the young people anymore. It's about the college kid.
So the young adult is now more likely to start smoking, you're saying?
Exactly.
Really?
And not seek treatment, so...
Yeah, well, if you need a public service announcement or anything like that, we can help you with that. Yeah. Anti-smoking.
Yeah, definitely.
Peace.
So, you know, reaching the younger people of the hip-hop generation, and letting them know that, you know, you too can. You don't have to wait till you develop some type of fatal illness to try to stop smoking.
Yeah, well, it's, you don't want to be rolling around with an oxygen tank at young ages and stuff. It's not the business, man.
I have a question. You're talking about rehabilitation. Now, do you think there are any shortcuts?
Not really.
Because, like, I see ads for, like...
People still stop smoking cold turkey. Yeah. I think cold turkey is sometimes good for lunch, but with that stop of smoking thing, it's not so great. There's really no shortcuts. It's just like anything else in life. You know, what you put into it is what you get out of it. And, you know... Anybody that comes to the program, you know, the goals for themselves is what it is. I tell people all the time, I have nothing invested in them continuing to smoke or stop, but I can help you stop if you're interested in stopping.
All right, so I know you're kind of in the middle of something, so do we have any more questions for Mr. Hodges? If not, I was going to pose, Mr. Hodges, do you have anything you want to say to the general public about smoking and how to stop smoking? Maybe you want to shout out a website, anything like that?
I want to shout out the Tobacco Intervention Program at Capital Health. You can visit the Capital Health website at www.cdha.novascotianfhealth.ca. Once again, that's www.cdha.novascotianfhealth.ca. And click on Tobacco Intervention, and you want to find the Getting Started schedule. When we're all around HRM, find an information session near you, and hope to see you soon.
All right, all right. All right, brother. Well, hopefully, like I said, maybe under different circumstances in a couple of weeks, we can get you back in the studio and we can have a more in-depth conversation.
Yeah, I want to come in the booth, man. I got a hot 16 for you.
Oh, yeah, we do all that, too.
Yeah, we do all that,
bring
too,
that, man.
All
right.
All right, D.
All right, man. Okay. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll probably be talking to you later, brother.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. No problem. Thank you.
So you want to go into a song?
No, let's not go into a song yet.
No.
Yeah, hold on. Not right this second. I just wanted to say something. Just based on that, what he said, he wants to get in the booth. He got a Hus 16. I think it's important, too, that people know, you know what I mean? You can do your thing professionally and still spit a Hus 16. You still, you know, got your back on. You still got your skills. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that, you know, because a lot of people in the hood think you got to stay in the hood to spit, you know, and that's not the business neither, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So now we are going to go to a track. And then, we're going to let the listeners marinate on that. You know what I mean? That little quick tobacco conversation, little intervention we had for all the listeners, all the smokers. Hopefully, during this musical break, you don't want to go have a smoke. Or if you do, that's cool too, man. As long as you keep on listening, I ain't mad at you. So, yeah, man. So, we're going to play this song, and we'll be back to finish the conversation right here on Youth Now Radio on 88.1 CKDU.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta follow me what I'm doing right here, man. Like, when I say this shit is crazy, I don't mean it's crazy like crazy. I just mean crazy like it's actually crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, seems like I always had crushes on chicks I couldn't have. And then I end up fucking with someone I shouldn't have. See, in my mind, it's like I'm perfect for her. I gotta show her. But sadly, in reality, dog, I don't even know her. But still, somehow, she got my mind infatuated. Absolutely fascinated with the thoughts of what she might be like. Time after time after time, I had to wait. It's fake procrastinating. I can take it, cause I might be right. This is the girl of my dreams. Yeah, hey, is she good as what she seems? Am I lying to myself? Hey, should I try and get some help? Yeah, this is the girl of my dreams. Is she as good as what she seems? Or am I lying to myself? Hey, should I try and get some help? Yeah, oh shit, she passed me on the boulevard. Hey, tell me, is it stalking if I follow her like all the way home without her knowing? Nah, nigga, I'm just curious where she stay at. Besides, when I'm with her, this gon' be the spot we lay at. And maybe I just drive by occasionally. And if one day I happen to see her outside, she wave at me. Imagine what she say to me. This ain't no time to be afraid no more, it's time for bravery. No matter if my homies think I'm crazy, this the girl of my dreams. Hey, is she good as what she sings? Am I lying to myself? Hey, should I try and get some help? Yeah, say this the girl of my dreams. Yeah, is she as good as what she sings? Am I lying to myself? Hey, should I try and get some help? Yeah, yeah, look. I spot her walking in the mall. Okay, it's time to grow some balls. If she really gon' be yours, oh my God, I'm walking towards her. My mind screaming stop, but my legs keep walking forward. Straighten up your face, nigga. She see you coming for her. My heartbeat racing and my hands keep shaking. Say something, you shy motherfucker. She's waiting. What's up, girl? Don't mean to interrupt, but in the city I done met a lot of women, but you from my dreams. Hey, when you come through. I know about a show that we could catch some R&B and rap, and you should come through. She said, I'd love to, except I don't like rap. Besides, if I went with you, then I don't really think my man would like that. Damn. Okay, you say you got a man. I mean, I definitely understand. I'm happy for you, really am. I couldn't have been the only fan in the world of a girl like you. I mean, you beautiful, and I'm sure he's a very nice dude. It ain't no biggie. Well, I'm sure that I'm gonna see you around the city. Only thing I ask, if shit don't work out for y'all, don't forget me. And don't act like a stranger when you see me on the scene. I came up with a world-class scheme to get the girl on my dreams. Hey, is she good as what she seems? Or am I lying to myself? Or should I try and get some help? This is the girl of my dreams. Hey, is she good as what she sings? Or am I lying to myself? Hey, should I try and get some help? Yeah. Yeah. So I find out the nigga name, know exactly where he's staying, find out when he leave for work. Hold up, nigga, is you saying? I'ma follow in my car, I'ma cut in front of his, run him right into the wall, maybe even off the bridge. I give her a little time, then console her while she crying. She gon' take that as a sign, finally she will be mine. I'll be king and she'll be queen when I hit her with the ring. At the wedding, who gon' sing? This the girl of my dreams. Is she as good as what she sings? Or am I lying to myself? And should I try and get some help? Hey, this is the girl of my dreams. Is she as good as what she sings? Or am I lying to myself? Think I should try and get some help.
Yes, we are now back right here on Youth Now Radio. So, like I said to the viewers, to the listeners, whatever you guys prefer to be referred to as, whatever we can call you to make you call us and talk to us, I'll call you. So call me and tell me what you guys want me to call you so you'll call in, please. The number is 494-2487. And also, when you're calling in, you can tell us how you feel about investment and crime prevention and what type of programs should get the money and where the government should invest the money. And do you feel that crime prevention should be in the justice system and in the courts and in the detention centers, or do you think crime prevention should be before all that? So where do you think the money should be spent? Call us and let us know. And also, as far as tobacco goes, we just talked to Dion Hodges Thomas, tobacco counselor right here in the city. And so tell us your thoughts on tobacco. Do you want to quit? Why do you want to quit? Or if you don't want to quit, and why you don't want to quit, just call us and let us know. So, Marsh, I saw you guys over there having a discussion. You want to share that with us? What was you guys talking about?
You know what? I don't even really remember what we were just talking about, because it wasn't important. No, it wasn't one of them deep conversations.
Oh, we were just some small talk.
Yeah, it was just some small talk. But one thing that struck me, this is a little bit separate from what you were just saying, not fully though. When you were saying where should the government spend the money, right? And I was thinking of a whole different thing, because a little while ago, there's a lot of graffiti around Dell, but a lot of it is social commentary. Like, it's, you know, there's stuff maybe scrawled on the bathroom wall or whatever, but a lot of it is social commentary. And just a little while earlier, I saw something that said class war is at hand, and it said economist something equals capitalism. And then it said when businesses start to fail, they beg the government and get a bailout. And that just made me think what was unwritten is, but what about when people beg the government and get nothing? You know what I'm saying? That's what was unwritten, and wow. I just thought about that.
Wow.
I've seen stuff like that, too.
Wow. That's a question. So, listeners, viewers, fans, whatever you guys want to call us, whatever you guys want to be referred to as, like I said, call us, and what do you think about that? Businesses get a bailout, but people cry out, they get nothing. What do you think? So, personally, as far as tobacco, I don't know. Like, I don't think people shouldn't smoke, but I do understand why people do smoke. Me, personally, my mother smokes. We try to get her to quit. She tried to quit, but she doesn't really want to quit, so she won't. But she said when she does to quit, she will quit. My father actually is a successful quitter. He quit smoking. Basically, how I did that, I just taxed him pretty much, and it just got expensive. I honestly, this is the agreement that I had worked out with my father. Did every time you smoke a cigarette in front of me, you owe me $1. And he said, okay, cool. And he actually did this with me, and he really did pay me when I caught him on it. And eventually, he really did stop smoking. So, fathers, if you really love your kids, your sons or your daughters, and they want you to quit smoking, maybe you should do that, man. Put a little piggy bank and be like, every time I smoke in front of you, I'll give you, it's going to cost me $1. And trust me, man, you might want to keep smoking and make your son rich. I don't know, but I'm just saying.
I was going to say, is that how you bought your car?
No. No. Because I was only young. I was real young. And like I said, I can honestly say it only lasted 6 months, not even. Seriously, from the time he first started to pay me to the time where, like, I wasn't getting no more loonies because he wasn't smoking no more. It pretty was like, yeah, man, like I say, 6 months to a year. So I guess he was already in the process of quitting. I just caught him at the tail end and it worked out for me. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, expensive habit all the way around, man.
It is, especially now with that new tax. Yeah. But like Dion was saying, it disproportionately affects poor people. So
exactly, because a lot of times, well, like you were just saying a minute ago, like you know, you understand the reason why people smoke. A lot of times people smoke because, I mean, it's not a large effect like other drugs, but it does affect your mood. When you're having stressful situations, you smoke to help you alleviate that or whatever. And, you know, we know that just based on the position of the world, people who are economically challenged disproportionately have more stress just based on that. You know what I'm saying?
Also, people will turn to, like illegal tobacco, you know?
Illegal cigarettes.
If they're getting paid too much.
Yeah, I think that's...
I mean, if they have to pay too much.
That's a good point. I think the tax will definitely see a lot more people smoking those illegal cigarettes because they're cheaper. But I'll talk about my smoking habit. I like to smoke, and that's just how it is. And it's not that I smoke a lot. It's not that I smoke a pack a day, because really, if I buy a pack, it'll last me like 5 days. Or maybe even longer. But I just, sometimes smoking is like my peace time, you know? And I'm thinking of maybe if I smoke, say, natural tobacco rather than the chemicals that are in cigarettes, and not just, I want to quit smoking cigarettes, you know, and move on to smoking natural tobacco and just roll my own cigarettes. Because really it's just the chemicals in the cigarettes that really kill you.
But you still enjoy the act of smoking?
I do.
You find peace in the act of smoking?
Yes.
I see.
Well, the nicotine levels in the cigarettes are fluctuating from pack to pack, man, so that's how they get you.
You know, Marsh, did anyone get on the PSAs for today?
What about
no,
the
No, man.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
You going to play another song?
No.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I was just guessing.
We're going to do that at some point.
Yeah.
But, I want to do the weather here momentarily.
Okay.
I don't have the print off, but you know.
Yo, it's all good, man.
But don't worry about
is
that.
Is it all good?
I already pulled it up in the other studio, man.
But no.
But if over you guys,
got it over there. No, I thought no one was on top. So.
No, I was already on top.
Okay, so you're a designated weatherman for today.
Who, me? No, man. I can't get on the mic. I thought Case was gonna do it because it's next to him.
Ooh. He's gonna make it rain.
I can hold it down.
All right. But that's all good though. We just talking administrative right now. We don't got to do it right this second. What you guys want to do?
Yeah, well, how about the original plan? Let's go into a track. Okay, so what you guys got lined up over there?
Actually, I got a song lined up.
Am I gonna like it?
Yeah, no. I think so. I want to dedicate this song to where I'm from, because this is how I feel about where I'm from. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna like it then.
And I'm sure that everyone feels the same way about from where they're from. So I want to shout out my hood, my community, East Preston, what's up? You know what I mean? All day, every day, 24/7, 365. You know what I mean? I love that.
I co-sign on that. I don't even got to repeat it. Just co-sign.
Okay, so.
Are we talking about the Bun B track?
Yeah.
Okay, dope. I have it on my iPod. We don't need to switch.
Okay, cool.
Hey, you guys guess
that
what,
one
man?
Is right there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, yeah. And so also, our viewers / listeners / fans / whatever you guys want to be referred to as.
Family.
Our people.
Our family, our peoples, our following. You
distant
know what I mean?
Cousins.
Yeah, man. Whatever you guys want. Our cousins. Yeah, man. Like, call in and tell us what you want. And also call in and tell us where's your hood and how you feel about your hood and your community. And
but
if you love
it. Clean.
Or if you want exclusive freestyle from Old Dizzy before the show's a holler.
Yeah, seriously. Call in.
Yeah.
200 a verse.
So
know about it.
We're going to play this. We're going to cue this song up right now. And because this is how I feel about where I'm from. And this is how Bun B feels about where he's from. So, yeah, I dedicate this to East Side. Actually, I dedicate this to wherever everyone's from.
Where
so
are you hail from?
Everywhere. I dedicate this to everyone's hood. All the boroughs. Preston. You know what I mean? Square. Mulgrave. The pubs.
You know you're going to be here all day.
Yeah, you just might as well say
yeah, man. Okay, yeah. Man. I'm going to cue it up. It'll be here. Here's the track.
Man, for real, I love being from this dirty south, man. Maybe the G I am today. Maybe the hustle I am today. The grinder, the baller, the gangster I am today, man. A lot of people got opinions and issues and problems with what they see coming from the south and who's doing what in the south, man. But I'm going to tell you like this. Fuck you, dawg. It's the south, nigga. We going to be here. We been here and ain't going no motherfucking where. Take it how you like it. Hate it or love it.
Yeah, and the current song is probably about 4 minutes long, called You're My Everything, and has some strong content.
Cadillac, dope slamming on them folks, dipping. We ain't dripping, just slipping. These haters dipping, they see us when they see. drive with my yeah, yeah. Pray at night, you selling white. Got one key, tryna sell it twice. Yellow stones all over my shit. Yellow bones all over my dick. Honeycomb, I call my crib. Money loan, that's all my kids. R.I.P. to my Uncle Chad. UGK, you can't fuck with that. Niggas fake, they can't pay. And all the paper that your partner make. Shaking dice like a face of light. Champagne just ain't tasting right. Haterade, they Gatorade. The EDC's that Gatorade. Friend or foe, niggas never know. Never know when you're feeling blue. Fingers blister, twisted, Swiss pimp. Died in the curb, but I handle my issues. I got several, cause I'm pissed. I won't whistle, missiles, not just whistle. I'm fatty, it's the Christmas. Mississippi's my home, till it's dying and gone. I know I put it on my back, hell, that bitch up alone. With no label, but back and back, pride split into fractions. I hit the ocean, on piggy bus, and back at the cracking, cracking, y'all.
JG, Big Boy, Dre 3000, Scarface, Willie D, T.I.P, Young Jeezy, Birdman, Lil Weezy, Trick Daddy, Young Buck, So-So Def, Jermaine Dupri, Jay Prince, Rap-A-Lot, Juicy J, DJ Paul, Slim Thug, Lil Kiki, Commander, Powwow. We all different, but we all rep the same thing. God first, family, then money, and they sound.
They call me F-Type, MJG, the Dirty South. Everything I want, everything I need, everything I own. And more when I'm out of town, gotta get home. There's more, everything that I've been raised to love. The wisdom my grandmama gave to us. Racial profile, police harass my regular days to us. You say door, we say go. You say four, we say go. You say whore, we say ho. You want more, but we want more. What else is there left for me to do? This is dedication for me to you. This is how I know you're gonna see me do. So until I die, I wanna be with you. You're everything.
I. So, oh, you like that track, man? Could you feel it?
Feel it.
Could you feel it in the air?
Yeah, man, feeling Bun B.
Shout out to Bun B.
Shout out to Bun B, the most underrated rapper in the history of rap, hands down.
Yeah, seriously.
We got a caller.
All wax ever.
Oh, we got a caller, do we?
Yeah.
It ain't blinking.
It just was.
Oh, yeah. Blinking. Okay, cool. Hold on. That's what we got.
Let's see what's good.
Hello.
How are you? It's Charles here.
Hey,
what's going on?
What's up?
Nothing much. I just wanted to let you know that I have a pre-recorded show that's on no host right now.
Okay.
Could you just load it up after your show?
Yeah, we can do that.
We got you, Charles.
Thanks so much.
Shout out to Swing Arrangement.
Shout out to the Swing Arrangement coming up after this.
Keep it real.
All right, Charles. Have a good day.
Later.
All right, that was kind of awkward, unexpected. But if we got a real caller, can you call in, please?
Hey, man, that's a real call.
That is a real call. I'm talking about,
I know what you're saying.
A show-related call.
Someone who is listening to this show.
Yeah.
Chew.
So,
you might as well do the weather real quick.
All right. Yeah. Okay, this might not work, Mark, because I can't really...
You can't really see from there?
I said, hold on.
You can put it on. You can move it over to the...
Use your Inspector Gadget.
Actually, I'm going to do what you call George Bushing the button.
All right, got it, man.
All right, cool.
Weather for today is sunny. It says possibility of thunder showers, 22 degrees. Didn't rain yet, so we don't know. Tomorrow, it's going to be a clear day. It might be just a little bit of overcast. High 27, low 18. Wednesday, high 26, sunny, low 18. And on Thursday, it is sunny, possible chance of showers, high of 23, low 16. Friday, high of 25 degrees Celsius with a low of 19. And I only have the 5-day forecast. So
Hold on. So what's the 5 day go to?
That's all good, man. Monday, 5 day goes. Five day goes to Friday, man.
All right. Well, I got Saturday, August 1st, cloudy with showers, 70% chance of precipitation, but it's gonna be 24. It's gonna feel like 33 though, with all the heat, with the humidity, a low of 18. I feel that.
You said 33?
That's what
man.
He said.
In the rain, cloudy with showers.
I'm going swimming in the rain. I got news.
And a little bit of wind, west 15 kilometers. And if it does rain within the whole 24 hours, it's only going to be 1 to 3 millimeters. Sunday, August 2nd, we got Sunday, zero chance of precipitation. Not the 26.
What? Zero.
Zero chance
they
of precipitation.
They can't really say zero,
it's
can
impossible.
They? Impossible. They can't really.
Zero chance of precipitation.
It ain't going to rain.
26. It's going to feel like 31, so you might want to be at the beach.
I know I will be.
It's going to be a low of 17.
You're invited this time.
Still west. Winds of 15 kilometers.
I'll bring the chicken.
And then Monday, August 3rd, another outstanding day. Zero chance of precipitation. I repeat, zero chance. 24. It's going to feel like 30 with the humidity, though. 16 winds. No, a low of 16. The winds are still going to be westerly, and they're going to be 10 kilometers. So, yeah.
Jeez,
it looks
winds.
Like we're going to get a little bit of summer. Finally.
That's what I like to see, man. August kick off with a bang. My birthday is in August, so you know I always look forward to a nice August.
What day is your birthday on, homie?
Same day as Michael Jackson's.
What, 26th?
29th.
29th?
That is awesome. I think I'm the only person who likes a high UV index.
I do. I love the high UV index, man.
Honestly, though, I agree.
Bring out the sunscreen.
Seriously.
Yeah, I notice sometimes when I go home, my aunt will be like, yo, you darkened up.
It happens, man. It happens.
Yes, and it sucks because I look invisible at night.
So I got a question for Becky, guys. So I'm just going to totally jump off topic here.
Yeah.
Just
going
to ask Becky my question.
That's how we do.
Becky.
What?
I was watching the news, I think it was last week, right?
Yeah.
You made it.
And I think they were picking, you know, if I use the wrong term, but a new Mi'kmaq leader for the country of Canada.
A new Grand Chief.
Grand Chief, yeah.
Yeah, for the Assembly of First Nations.
Yeah, so I seen on TV, look like he's a pretty young guy. Do you know anything about him, or do you know anything like...
That they're going to choose?
No, I think they already chose him. I said the guy who they chose, he looked to seem to be a young guy. I don't know his name or anything. Do you know any like his name or anything about
no,
him?
No, I have no idea who they chose, but the other guy was kind of an older guy. His name was Phil Fontaine. He went to residential school and all that. He's a residential school survivor. But I have no idea who they chose now. Do you know his name?
No, I don't
know.
I can find out, but I don't really know right now.
Yeah.
But no, I just seen it on TV, and it was like, seemed like a big ordeal. It was like a lot of people in this, like, pack, and they were saying it was they had, like, 5 or 6 votes or something like that.
Yeah, that is a big ordeal.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious. I have to look into it now. I have to be up to date on my native politics.
You're slacking.
Yeah,
get your smartphone game up.
I will.
On that note, Mr. Williams is saying goodnight for the day. Because he has a community meeting at 7 p.m.
Okay, Lash.
Peace out, y'all. Peace out, viewers.
See ya.
Everybody have a good day, blessed day, you know. And, you know, like always, I love talking to y'all. I'm really, really unfortunate I got to cut it short tonight. But, you know, I'll be back next week. So, peace and love.
And drive safe.
All
right. Bye.
Adios.
All right, man. See you later, Lash. Lash, I'll holler at you later about them CDs, man.
All right, peace.
Peace. All right, guys. So I guess we ain't going to have no callers since we just had a break. I mean, we just had a song. I mean, we can't play another one. So let's just talk a little bit more about this whole tobacco and maybe this whole youth thing and, like, how you guys feel about the project.
This whole youth thing, well,
yeah.
I think...
Waterville?
That
yeah.
You asked before about where government should put his money in for crime prevention.
Yeah.
You should give it to
they
us.
Should definitely put it in youth programs to help those youth before they want to commit those crimes. That's where they should... This money for crime prevention... The best way to prevent crime is to prevent the youth from... Or youth crime anyway that I'm speaking to. And really crime anywhere is to prevent that person from wanting or having to commit the crime. So...
And I think not only do programs for youth, but I think infrastructure and programs for young mothers and young families who are in hard times and financial difficulty situations...
Yeah.
I think they should have more resources available to them because that could curb a lot of crime as well, because like I said, a lot of circumstances that these young kids are dealing with are, you know what I mean, they can't really control them, so they they act out in a way that they can't control them because they know money will fix the situation.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Some of these young kids, you know what I mean? They could work, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? But, like, they also could do what their cousin does and sees that their cousin makes more money in 2 days than their parents do at work in all week. So, you know what I mean? There has to be... People have to, first of all, recognize that and appreciate that. Need to understand that, you know what I mean? If someone's hungry, you know what I mean? Or if someone needs something and two sources are giving out the same thing, but one source is giving away way more for, I don't know, the same amount or less effort, you know what I mean? Where are you going to go to get what you need? So
yeah.
Just think about it like that. Honestly, like a simple thing, even like to raise minimum wage would curb crime, you know what I mean? Because that young 15 or 16-year-old, you know what I mean? If he's making at least $10 an hour, then he you know what I mean? He can be content with that. You know what I mean? But it's $8.60, $8, $8.10, man. That's not cutting it, man. Like, nah.
Yeah.
Seriously, anyone will know this who works, man. If you work for like $9 or less and you're not working 40 hours a week, you're broke. Mm-hmm. Seriously. You know what I mean? You might be working all the time, but you ain't got a whole lot of money unless you ain't got a whole lot of life.
Yeah.
So...
But, you know, we can't forget about those youth that, say, aren't even old enough to work yet.
Exactly.
That want to work. But they can't.
You know what I mean? So they can't go get a... So someone at the store clerk or at the corner store, they won't hire them. But, you know what I mean? Someone on the block's going to hire them to be a runner. You know what I mean? And they're going to start making money. And then after they start making money running, they're going to try to find out how they can advance in the company, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And they will advance. Trust me. You know what I mean? So...
Yeah. Or even some of these young girls that... You know, they do whatever they got to do to make their money when they're young.
Seriously.
And they can't even work.
It only takes the right word to say, the right person driving the right car, you know what I mean, to say the right few words, and she's gone, yo. So, you know, like I said, man, we got to support these young families out there and make sure that the kids, more or less the parents, but make sure the kids got things available to them, you know what I mean, so they're looked after and they're good, and so they shouldn't have to want for their needs, you know what I mean? They should only have to want for... extra stuff. They shouldn't have to want for their needs. You know what I mean? Everything should be taken care of.
I think most of the time it is about money, don't get me wrong, but sometimes people just want to get noticed, you know what I'm saying? So they do stuff to get noticed, you know? I don't know how to put it.
Yeah, I know. They're like, they're trying to prove something to someone or get a reputation or just try to get, you know what I mean? They want a rep that goes along with it. But
Paul, you mean, like, what are you talking about? Smoking or...
No.
Did you talk about the whole thing in general?
Like crime in general.
Yeah.
Getting your weight up.
But I think, honestly, like, I think I can honestly say this, man. The people that I've seen who get into it for the wrong reason don't really prosper, yo. You know what I mean? Like, if you're in it just to say you know what I mean? Like, if you hustle, just say, I'm a hustler. That's why I hustle. You know what I mean? I don't really need to.
Then you're not going to last
Exactly. You're not going to last long. You're gonna be out there showing off or something, or someone's going to be like, okay, this guy's not really true. You're going to end up taking heavy losses on a regular basis. You know what I mean? Because they're going to be sticking you up on the regular. So, yeah, it's just not... Trust me, if you don't have to hustle, please don't.
Don't, yeah. There's no such thing as like an old rich drug dealer.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. You know what I mean? And trust me, man, the hustlers will tell you themselves, man. The hustlers will tell you, if you don't have to, don't. And trust me, I don't think too many hustlers will tell you that they want their son to be a hustler like daddy. No. Trust me, man. That's not the business.
Yeah.
They're not trying to start a family business, man. They're just trying to support their family. That's all it is.
Yeah, when it's hard times around for everyone, then, you know what I mean? People would do certain things and stuff like that, and like Paul, like you were saying about people want to do things to be cool and stuff like that, like even some people who don't smoke who, you know, look, see people smoking, they may think it's cool, but things like that, man, and then
the real smokers,
and then you get addicted.
Yeah,
it's not cool anymore, right?
And those people in the real, like, same thing, like the real smokers, they're looking at that person like, what an idiot, man, why is he smoking? Like, he don't even want to smoke, he's just trying to be cool. Like that, like I said, a lot of people, they'll be the first one to tell you smoking ain't cool.
One of my boys was telling me the other day, he's a heavy smoker, and he was saying like you might see us doing it and stuff, but people will actually respect you more if you don't do it. Like, if you don't do it just to fit in, to be cool, you know what I'm
saying?
Seriously,
yeah, man. Like, when people meet someone for the first time and they don't smoke, man, some people are, like, generally refreshed. Like,
maybe,
oh, like,
awesome,
yeah.
I can hang around.
You know,
with
smoke,
you.
Like, yeah, man, I don't smoke when they offer you. It's like, some people just assume everyone smokes. So, like, if you ever been around, like, at a party or something, yeah, and someone's like, yo, someone's offering cigarettes because someone just asked for cigarettes. So, they're like, yo, they got a fresh pack. So, they're like, yo, you would like a cigarette? You're like, no, I don't smoke. 9 times they're going to attend, they're going to say, yeah, man, don't start smoking. You know what I mean? They'll tell you. They're like, yeah, don't start.
Yeah.
And that's like half the reason why they want to give me cigarettes away, because they don't want to smoke that whole pack. Seriously, like a lot of people tell you too, man, like I hate smoking a whole pack of cigarettes. Like I know friends of mine who will buy a pack of cigarettes and intentionally give some away, because they're like really like, yo, man, I don't want to smoke this whole pack. So like take some. Like you don't even smoke, but take some and give it to someone else.
Spread the wealth.
Yeah, they be spread the wealth. So I'm talking too much. But yeah, that's how we feel about smoking. So,
but one thing sucks. I was thinking about addiction in general, right?
Yeah.
Like when you get people, like you were talking about minimum wage and stuff like that. When you find people who, you know, make a small amounts of money, and they got their time on their hands, who either, you know, smoke cigarettes or something like that. They got another habit. They might do something that, you know, gamble, play VLTs or something like that. It like really hits the people on the lower end of the scale hard, like you say, because they don't have that disposable income that's just there. You know what I mean?
But
they say that we're in a so-called recession anyway. Yeah. So they're just going to keep on doing the things that make their life what it is in their frame of mind at that time for that year, wherever they're at in their life. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's kind of like Dion was saying. It's, you know, it's an addiction thing, but the government is making millions of dollars off tobacco sales, millions of dollars off gambling sales and stuff like that. They tell me our bridge don't pay for it. And, like, I'm like, okay, so what's adding up here, right? But
yeah.
I ain't calling on no one in general. I'm just saying, though, right?
What's
I don't know.
Yet?
Yeah, who's handling the books and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I guess really, like if you really want to quit cigarettes, I guess, like Dino said, you really have to want to. Because people just like, yo, buy two packs. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to quit. No, you're not trying to quit. You know,
yeah,
I mean?
Really, though. You're not trying to quit.
But I hear what you're saying about people giving away packs and stuff like that, because I know people who are really addicted to the cigarettes, and they just, like, you know, trying to stop, but it's not cut and dry. Everyone can't go cold turkey, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I was at someone's house the other day, and they needed cigarettes so bad that they were rolling up random cigarettes they found in the house and rolling up their own cigarette, like for their tobacco or whatever. And it was kind of gross because I was like, how does it taste? And they were like, it tastes terrible.
Yeah.
I'm like,
why would
that
do that?
I know a ton of people that pick it up off the ground.
Wow. Case,
what up?
I got a special request.
What up?
For a track.
I don't take requests.
I'm George pushing the button. You're running now. Notorious B.I.G. This too, sky's the limit.
Yeah.
Got me?
Yeah. Kay. He just got you. Who be on it right
and,
now?
Someone told me that they tried to call him, but I don't know, man. Check line one. It says check the cord, man.
Oh, yo, man, hold on.
Yo, Dion, that you?
Hey.
Yeah, we still on the air.
What's going on? Someone talk because Case is busy. But
yeah, can you play that track for me, man?
I'm looking for it as we speak, so just give me a couple seconds.
Wasn't that one of the last tracks that B.I.G. recorded before he died? Like, that he really did? Not, like, mixtape stuff?
That was the last album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last song Biggie did was for my album that's never coming out.
Yeah, I want to apologize. But, yeah, caller, the line was open. My bad. It's closed now, so call back. But, yeah.
I don't know
saying?
How to use your iPod, homie.
Okay, man, you saying... Biggie, this too, sky's the limit.
Yeah,
that what he said, right?
Mine's very simple.
All right. So
shout out to Sobaz and Ross Creek. I don't know if we did that.
Yeah, shout out to Sobaz. Shout out to Kenny Lloyd. Just got a new job, I think. That's why he ain't here.
Big up, Kenny. Big up.
Congrats. Yeah.
Big up for that. And who else ain't here? Shout out to Kyle, Capital K, what up?
I think Joey went for a walk.
Where you at?
Shout out to Aunt BZ, what up?
Yeah.
You was around here earlier, but yeah, you just kind of took off for a minute, but that's cool.
Yeah, shout out to Fees and Dons too, EP.
Yeah, Fees, Dons,
Furl,
Spade, yeah, I mean, JG's, aka Spade, what up? Who else we got? Lash just left, so if you still listening, shout out to you. Shout out to Dr. J. I want to shout out Linda Clayton, or Linda Marie Clayton Brooks. I want to shout her out. I love you, moms. Shout out to Ebony's Hair Salon on Main Street. Shout out to Maritime Physio. And we queued up?
Oh, yeah. I just got to push the button.
Okay, yeah. So we queued up. I'm going to stop shouting out. And we're going to play the special request, Sky's the Limit, brought to you. You know what I mean? Old Dizzy. Is it going out to anyone, Old Diz?
Oh, yeah, man. This is going out to everybody, man. If you can hear me right now, it's going out to you because you're breathing. What up?
And especially going out to you because you listen to our show. So double what up.
And you're the best.
You are the best. Because you listen to the best hour and a half of radio all week, anywhere, everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to moms, too. I love you, mom.
Alright, so yeah, here's the track. And then, so yeah, caller, when the song's over, call back and for real we'll answer. The line's open now. My bad.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
Alright, it's playing.
Baby, look at me. Mama love you. And I know you ain't no little boy no more, but you'll always be my baby. It seems like only yesterday I was holding you in my arms. Now look at you now, big man. But I worry about you. I worry about you all the time. Hanging out on the corner all times of night with the cool people. Baby, that ain't nothing but trouble. I always taught you that you could have whatever you dream. Well, I want you to hold on to that dream, baby. Hold on to it real tight. Cause the sky's the limit.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome all to the right. stage all the right. lyrically acclaimed.
Woo.
I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to classy.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had 2 pair of leaves. Besides that, the pinstripes and the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You wanna see the inside? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake. Wow! Why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place. Play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket. Rob him while his friends watching. And hoes clocking. Here comes respect. His crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at their man, big man, they never try. So we roll with them, stole with them. I mean, loyalty. Niggas bought me milks at lunch. The milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. 88, Oshkosh, and blue and white duck. Ask Slug.
Why is the label that you keep on? Just keep on pressing on. Sky
My crew was lame. I had enough heart for most of them. Long as I got stuff for most of them. Soft. Even when I was wrong, I got my point across. They depicted me the boss. Of course, my orange box cut to make the world go round. Plus, I'm fucking bitches ain't my homegirls now. Start stacking. Dabbled in crack, gun packing. Nicknamed Medina, make the scene took my Nina. From gym class to in glass, passed off for global. The only nigga with a mobile. Can't you see like total? Getting larger and wasting taste. Ain't no telling where this felon is heading. Just in case, keep a shell at the tip of your melon. Clear the space. Your brain was a terrible thing to waste. 88 on gates, snatch initial nameplates. Smoking splits with niggas. Real life, begin to kill us. Praying God forgive us for being sinners. Help us out.
Sky is the limit, and you know that you keep on. Just keep on pressing on. Sky is the limit.
The enterprise and I ain't have to be in school by 10. I then began to encounter with my counterpart to how to burn the block apart. Break it down into sections. Drugs by these selections. Some use pipes, others use injections. Syringe sold separately. Frank the deputy took the damn my Smith and Wesson like my dick was missing. Should protect my position, my corner, my layer. While we out here, say the hustler's prayer. If the game shakes me or breaks me, I hope it makes me a better man. Take a better stand, put money in my mom's hand. Get my daughter this college plan, so she don't need no man. Stay far from timid, only make moves when your heart's in it. And live the phrase, sky's the limit, motherfucker.
Everything
see Trump's on top.
Sky is the limit, and you know that you can have what you want. Be what you want. Sky is the limit.
Yeah. We are now back. That was Biggie. One of the greatest. Arguably the greatest.
Who's better, Pac or Biggie? Just to put it in the AL.
Wow. I think it depends what you're looking for, man.
On what day?
Yeah. Like, for the wordplay and the flow, Biggie all the way, man. But if you want some, like, some real...
Yeah.
Real intelligent or hardcore music, it's definitely Pac.
What,
I don't know, man.
Is Becky in the other room, or did she, like...
What? I'm right here.
All right. Did you see the Notorious movie?
Yeah.
What did you think of it, Becky? Because you're not a hip-hop head.
A hip-hop head? Yeah. I liked it.
Would you see it again?
Probably.
Yes?
Yeah, I'd watch it again if it was around.
So you wouldn't go out of your way to see it?
I don't know. I don't really watch movies. You're not really talking to the right person.
Well, Pac and Biggie. Okay, this, I don't know, man. See, really though? Like, okay, to be real, honestly, like, a lot of people are not going to like what I have to say. But I gotta say it, man. My honest, truthful opinion is that there really is no comparison, man. Because Pac had about 12 albums, man, and Biggie had 2.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And I don't know. Like, some people might say this might be... I might sound biased towards Pac, but I just want to say Pac touched on a lot more issues and a lot more, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, he just... Pac's lyrics spanned, got a wider span as far as topics. And
Biggie just said it well.
What I don't know. I mean, but Biggie's dope, though. You know, don't get me
Biggie's
wrong, man.
Dope.
Juicy is the jam. Hypnotize is the jam. One More Chance is
Party
the jam.
And bullshit.
You know what I mean? Partying bullshit to jam. Like, don't get me wrong. All that, like, Biggie's dope. I'm just saying, you guys tell me. You know what I mean? The viewers, the listeners, you guys tell me, man. I'm just saying.
I just put my 2 cents in on it. I don't really like getting into this subject because, you know, I don't really like talk about it too much. But really, the amount of work, the catalogs.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, really.
Tupac has, like, extensive catalogs. Biggie, you know, the stuff that he put out till his death is really what shaped all his fans. So if you know how much of following he got, that says a lot too. But they're two different kind of artists. Like Tupac, like you say, like, he's the same kind of guy who, you know what I mean, he make a song like Hit Him Up, and then got a song for like Dear Mama, and then Brenda's Got a Baby, like that, right? Biggie, he's more for like telling you how it is in New York and Brooklyn, you know what I mean, like that like a hood cat, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I don't know, I like them both, man. I can't really say one more so than the other, but when it comes to work on wax, Tupac, his catalogs are way more extensive.
But then if you look at it again, Biggie got such a big following off of 2 albums, you know what I mean?
Like, true. Like I said, man, I don't know. Like I said, Biggie's dope, but Pac got albums and records and volumes upon volumes, man. And like I said, Pac talked about so much more stuff, man. Like, but they both dope. I'm just saying, like, but like, aspect-wise, like, Pac can make the same song, some of the same songs that Biggie made, but I'm not sure Biggie can make some of this. Like, I'm not sure Biggie could have made Brenda's Got a Baby. I'm not really... He could have, but would he have?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
With the impact of that song had.
Exactly. Yeah. And
not too many people could do that. That's like Michael Jackson status.
Almost. Exactly. So, I don't... That's just how I feel. Anyway, but how do you feel? Call in and tell us how you feel. We talked about 3 things today. We talked about smoking, we talked about crime prevention,
yeah,
and youth offenders, and we talked about Biggie and Pac.
And the phone number is 494-2487.
So, please, call.
Yeah,
and we also talked about 4 things, so we were like, what do you guys want to be called? Viewers, listeners, fans, family, following, cousins. I don't know, man.
Brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters. What are we going to call you guys? So you guys call in and talk with us.
Don't be scared. Call.
For real.
We won't bite your head off unless you want it.
Yeah, so we're gonna go to another track right here on Youth Now Radio on 88.1 CKDU, and then we'll be back to chat with you because we're about to go off air in about 12 minutes or so. But you know, we got Swing Arrangement coming up next. So yeah, though, so stay tuned. We got some Nas, My Country.
American born, American raised, American made.
My country,
she wants to get rid of me.
Because of things I seen.
We know too much.
Because of things I seen.
We seen
hey,
too much.
Hey, it was packed on his Rikers bus. The tightest cuffs is holding me shackled. The life of a thug caught in the devil's lasso. On the streets, I was invincible. Cowards would duck at a glimpse if they knew what my pistol would do. A fucking killer. Mother's a dope fiend embarrassing me. All in front of my friends in the street, smile with no teeth. I never knew daddy. Heard he had a 72 caddy. Died in the robbery. Can't remember him. Was probably three. Why did my folks just die in this society? Why wasn't I a child of a doctor who left stocks for me? Two little brothers, two sisters. Them shorties got to eat. Mother's a junkie. She twisted. So all they got is me. I'm the provider with goals to do much better than my father. Whether through drugs, souls, or holding revolvers. Blurry visions of dad holding me high. It comes to me slowly. The words he would cry.
My country shitted
my
on
country.
Me. She wants to get rid
nah,
of me.
Never.
Cause of things I seen.
We know too much.
Cause of things I seen.
We seen too much.
My country shitted
my
on
country.
Me.
My country.
She wants to get rid
nah,
of me.
Never.
Cause of things I seen.
We know too much.
Cause of things I seen.
We seen too
and
much.
And it's I that step up. Me that don't give a fuck, you that fold. Then it's all over, soldier. Hummers and ranges through the desert. Fuck a 20 inch, long as we got gas and we got water. Troopers looking for manslaughter. I gotta get back for what they owe. Shoot them in the back for the get back. Leave dude shit bag. Hog tie gag. I got the life we had. Now we all rebels. Everything burnt down, including the ghetto. We can see for miles of land is major rebel. In debris from the earth as we knew crumble. Yo, you can see the sea and the stars look closer to me. I'm a mad man. This is a real life movie, Mad Max. SKs, AKs, Max. ABR spitting and it ain't a rap. My mommy dearest pray for me, hoping I come back. But yo,
my country shit in
my country.
Me. She wants to get rid
nah,
of me.
Never.
Cause of things I seen.
We know too much.
Cause of things I seen.
We seen too much.
My country shit in
my
on
country.
Me. She wants to get rid
nah,
of me.
Never.
Cause of things I seen.
We know too much.
Cause of things I seen.
We see
yo, I'm
much.
Sitting behind these prison walls. I got this pen and pad, wishing on a visit guard. Brothers is here for homicide, and yo, it's some for rape. Some brothers innocent, I pray that I could just escape. How is the war? And yo, I'm wishing I was in your shoes. Holding machine guns, clean fun, shooting dudes. With fatigues on, anywhere's better than this. It's America's plan, every color of a man inherits the shit. Yo, I'm starting to think it's all their scheme. Nobody cares, I know the warden is reading the scribe. But yo, I swear,
it's a $1 billion business.
Courts, lawyers, and jails, we all slaves in the system. I'm about to rebel.
There's not a bitch in sight or a block bench or a black gate or a gray fence. Look who fucked it all up, Mr. President. I remember yesterday we was on the block getting bit. Now it's state of the art. I just saw the first dude I met here. His head came apart with a bloody mess, a slug fest. I just buried eight of mine. At night I hear grown men crying. You know I'm spitting mine. I ain't going out here. We gotta win. Every time I hear the wind, I think a slug went in. I'm checking my chest, holding my head, catching my breath, watching my back, smoking this grass, beating my dick, thinking the ass. I don't know what they broadcast. The news flash is fake. Every day I'm feeling like you. I wanna escape. And if y'all niggas feeling like me, y'all niggas just say.
My country shitted
my country.
She wants to get rid
nah,
of me.
Never.
Cause of things I seen.
We know too much.
Cause of things I seen.
We seen too much.
My country shitted
my
on
country.
Me. She wants to get rid
nah,
of me.
Never.
Cause of things I seen.
We know too much.
Cause of things I seen.
Cause of things we seen. This goes out to Che Guevara, revolutionary destroyed by his country. He's trying to fight for what's real. This goes out to my nigga Malcolm El Hajmali Shabazz, just trying to fight for what's real. This goes out to Martin, all about peace and destroyed by his own country. This goes out to everybody in the whole world, just trying to fight for what's real. To Patrice Lumumba, just trying to fight for what's real.
So we are now back right here in the last 7 minutes or so.
Yeah.
So, you in the mood to spend a hot 16 when we ride out?
When we ride out, yeah.
You can take us out if you like.
No, hold on, my headphone, my headset's...
Oh, buggy. On.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you guys now. So what's the plan?
Well, we on for another 6 minutes or so. So we're going to chat it up, you know, do some final thoughts. And then I don't know when there's about 2 or 3 minutes left, we'll just put an instrumental on. You and Apollo can hit the beat, and then we'll just ride out. You guys take us out.
Yeah, I mean,
the Luger lasagna.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So yeah, as long as you guys put on an instrumental for me, I'll give listeners a little something.
You like this instrumental?
No, not this one.
Okay, cool. Okay, I got
right, wait. I got some Black Poet. So you tell me if you like, can you turn it up a little bit?
At the end, we'll just put some instrumentals on, and when you hear one you like, just tell them to run it back, and then you just attack it, and then Apollo back cleanup and everything.
Mm-hmm. Shut it down.
So is Becky in the building? Or is she still smoking?
Hi, no, I'm right here. I ain't smoking.
Best not be smoking.
Best not be. Yeah. So, Becky, ladies first, I guess it's time to say goodbye to the listeners slash the fam. So, final thoughts and the thoughts about the show and how you liked it.
Okay. This show, it was pretty chill. It was lacking a Sobaz. But other than that, it was good. On the topic of smoking, I'm going to give it a go to quit smoking and see how that goes. So, I'll update all the viewers next week. See how it goes.
Actually, yeah, and Becky, Dion's actually going to send a little package to Edmonton with you.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, so you're going to have some replacement therapy.
Super.
So, yeah.
We could kick that habit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. So, yeah, those are my final thoughts. Thanks.
All right. Glenn, I guess.
No, man, I'm not liking how the instrumentals are going, so I'm just suggesting your iPod, Black Milk, number 6 or 7.
Okay, well, it's been suggested, so we're going to cue that up.
Yeah.
Black Milk. But so I guess we're going to let Apollo and O spit their final thoughts. So, Glenn, in the last couple of minutes before you find that.
I don't know how to use your iPod, but.
Yeah, give up your final thoughts, brother.
My final thoughts. It's been a dope show so far. I wish we could go on for another 2 hours, but we can't. This is better than sleeping. I'm going to go home and go to sleep after this, actually. But it was great. We went down to Waterville today and. Spent time with our people down there, and it was awesome. Why does it sound like no one's on in the other room?
I am on.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
I'm live and
I just like hearing people breathe. Pause. Yeah. What's up?
Yeah.
Pretty
Any
much.
Final right. thoughts, Apollo.
Final thoughts. Hold on,
Apollo. Like I said, you can wrap that. I'm like I said, you and you like this beat though, Apollo? You like that? That's playing in the background.
You don't get an option, buddy.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, cool. Well, you and O, you like that? Or you want me to try the next one first? Or just that's the one for you?
I won't even answer. I just start spitting. Can you turn up the volume a little bit for a minute? I'ma get all in it and run right with it. Mm. And come back and then to the end and the beginning. Wow. The Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end. They call for me. What I'm gonna do? Gonna send. What? Come through, man. We rolling all day, man. Come through. It be like I got a limp, man. Leg hurting. Come through. I've been walking all day. Sun was burning my head since 6 a.m. Before the sun came up. And I was going down again evening. Come through, man, my name ain't Steven. But I'm coming through, man, I got shoes like Steve Madden. Come through, man, no guns, but my hands is clapping. Don't even know, I put some peace in the piece. It ain't steel, it's just flesh and bones with red blood running through it, yeah, red. I don't be green. Come through, man, everybody trying to get their hands on green and reds and browns. That's $100 bills, y'all. But more to life than that, man, than getting more stacks. But come through, man, I tell you I love you. If my boy or my girl or my family. If you don't even know me, might be a stranger. I ain't gonna pull you over. I ain't a ranger. I don't give a whoa, but I come through real slow or fast. Don't get me wrong. I can go on the beat all day and night, every day, but you know how we do. About to sign off. You've now radio in the building.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yo, my rhymes you can't decipher, need a Rosetta Stone. I'm like a dog without a bone, but don't call me Bow Wow. Here to finish it off with youth now. Wow. It's all about the Benjamins, too bad Sobaz ain't here. You know, listening, I'm in the clear. Woke up early this morning, went to my grandma's, had some breakfast. What the rest is history. Everybody listen to me, spitting clearly. Apollo, Tulane, here to finish off the show. To all our viewers, familia, whatever you wanna be called, call in.
Yo, hey yo, my mind on think, these eyes never blink. It's word up the fans, dismissing all demands. Beware of all the evils, the fouls and the tripe. Your mind is your life, and it's farther than your sight. I'm one of many few that these rap cats knew, man. I'm black wearing blue, I'm attacking any crew with my message. Actually, I leave this message, put some peace in your peace. Yo, you need this lesson, never distressing. Really though, life the blessing. Crooked correction, spread it through rhyme infection. Early detection, blindside, halfway get.
getting the East, I'm repping. Never to forget my section, quick with the session. Greed equals mean deception, let's face it, y'all. Time itself is slipping, I'm living a mission. Cause I don't believe in wishing, hope that you're listening. Wind blows through trees that glisten, flow with precision.